1 year after saying goodbye to Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots find themselves once again looking for a new head coach. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, all morning long. Hello and thank you for being here, even though it's 9 degrees out or whatever it is, Curtis. We are delighted to have you here with us.
Yes.
We had a good time yesterday along with 10 to 12 other people at Gillette Stadium yesterday. And I'll tell you, they got to find a way to turn this around. It is...
You know what it felt like outside of Gillette Stadium? The mid-90s.
Honestly, it is... It's jarring because, you know, during the dynasty, even a preseason game,
mm-hmm.
there were people there who couldn't get to a regular season game who were desperate to be in that stadium.
Right.
There was nobody there yesterday. There was in the red seats. There were like 10 to 12 people, literally, in every section of the Reds yesterday.
Right.
And I give a lot of credit to those who were out there yesterday in the freezing cold and love their team and understand that it's okay to be a critic, unlike what Jelani Tavai said after he doubled down on what he said on this show Friday. But
was that the worst walk back of all time?
I think... to me, Gerard Mayo, you know, after our show ended Friday, Gerard Mayo went out and met the media and said he had handled it. It was handled internally. And then after practice, Jelani Tavai goes out and doubles down on it and says, you want me to come to your work and start criticizing you at your work?
Yeah.
People do that to us every day.
Yeah, they do that.
Clearly he didn't handle it,
or
the way in which he handled it was Gerard Mayo went there and said, hey, appreciate the fact that you have the right to speak and say whatever you want, but geez, you know, maybe you could try to be a little bit kinder to the fans who pay your paycheck, but he didn't listen. So.
He should have just said, Mayo should have said, hey, listen, the fans should boo us. We do stink. Jelani should understand that based on the performance that we put out on the field.
Mayo's decision to sit Jelani Tavai for the first quarter yesterday or not, was that from above? Was that Robert Kraft's decision yesterday?
I would guess that was an organizational decision, not just Gerard Mayo.
Okay. So you just asked.
You think Mayo agree with it?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
I would hope.
You just asked that question. Then my question is, do things change around here? Because I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Because you're still employing Elliott Wolf, right? So whether it's Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel, what's the change? Other than you just got a new guy on the sideline, right? If you're saying to Vrabel and knowing Vrabel basically as a player and his personality, you're saying to Vrabel, hey, you need to work with this guy Elliott Wolf that we've employed to be the decision maker when it comes to personnel and maybe even who you should and shouldn't play. You think Mike Vrabel's going to stand there and go, all right, Robert, you know, I want to start Drake May, but Elliott Wolf says it's not a good idea?
Well, the difference theoretically could be that Gerard Mayo had no ground to stand on when it came to telling Robert Kraft what he was going to do and what he was not going to do.
That's why he was hired.
Right.
He was hired to say,
yes, coach.
Yes, Thunder.
Yes, Thunder.
Vrabel, if you're out trying to get him to take this job, he has more leverage.
But do you think
Vrabel's not going to say yes, coach, over and over again?
Right.
To him,
that's why you go from Parcells to Carroll to Belichick. You always correct the other way.
That's a pretty big swing, though.
And I don't know.
Neutralized. Bam.
It can't be a bigger swing than Pete Carroll saying, yeah, 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 to Bill Belichick saying everything stinks.
No, but I don't think that Vrabel is going to be a guy that comes in here and is like, all right, yes, Robert. Okay, Robert.
No, he's not going to be. I don't think he's going to be. That's... So I think I would assume that he has the leverage to say, I'm sitting here. I interviewed with the Jets. The Jets want me. if you want me,
right,
I'm going to be closer. The situation is going to be closer to what it was with Bill,
right,
than what it was with Gerard Mayo.
So then why move on from the greatest coach of all time?
Because the roster was awful.
So, we can't go back.
Right. So then why wouldn't he go, we like Vrabel, but maybe we don't want to deal with those obstacles? And he goes, maybe we hire Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I mean,
a little easier to control in the way we want to control.
Young Thundercat. Yeah.
But wouldn't you be impressed, Wiggy, if he said, you know what, I was wrong, I'll get a younger guy who can have similar power that has a longer runway?
Let me ask you this question. You've got older parents. You've probably been around your grandparents. How old's Robert Kraft?
Well, he's in his 80s.
Do you think Robert is going to change and go, oh, you know what? You know, I'm 80-something years old. I was wrong about
maybe
this.
He realizes this was a big mistake yesterday. Like, I hope he realizes that.
But, Wiggy, yesterday was that. After 1 year.
No, I think what happened yesterday is the pressure got to him.
And he admitted a mistake.
Of the fans. He never admitted it. He admitted it
he went and said, Gerard Mayo's going to be a great head coach somewhere else, and I will support it.
Right.
I will support him.
He's not even going to get a job somewhere else.
Right.
Do you think that they end up opening some type of like front office position for him, like to keep him in-house, Gerard Mayo?
He's not going to stay here.
Why would Mayo
leave? Well, if he can't get a job, elsewhere.
He's getting paid to do nothing.
Yeah. Why would you want to stay for an organization that stabbed you in the back? Would you want to work there?
He is gonzo. Here's Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey guys, God, happy Monday, I guess.
Yes, not a Mayo
organization.
Monday. We'll never have a Mayo Monday again unless I am ordering submarine sandwiches.
Right.
But yes, go ahead. What?
No more creamy goodness with your game time appetizers. This organization is like the left lane on 95 on the way to work, full of people that have no idea what they're doing. It's a cluster F, right? I'm dealing with this right now.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at what, Greg, you made a good point. Could you trust this organization? Could you trust the Krafts? Hell no. Between the dynasty BS, you know, the way that they treated Tom, you know, then the fact that he comes out and says, well, we didn't want to let him go somewhere else, so that's why. You said that you selected him 5 years ago. So which is it? Which is it? You're a liar. You lie to the fan. I put the bat signal out right now. Derek the Steelers fan, call and start gloating because you deserve it, my friend.
No, Derek was already in my DMs yesterday during the game. Right, Sean?
That is correct. Showed it to Ken Laird.
He said, looks a lot like the trailer park in 1993 down there. That's what Derek. We'll hear from Derek this morning. I am
Steelers
sure.
10-point underdogs.
I am sure.
I mean, it took me less time to get to that game yesterday than it does getting to Mayo Mondays sometimes at 4:30 a.m. Yeah.
It took us longer to get to the preseason game we went to as a show like a year and a half ago against the Texans when Mac Jones was still on this team.
Yesterday was rock bottom, Greg. It took me 30 minutes. I left at high noon, parked with James. We walk up. Bills fans screaming F the Patriots with nobody rebutting it at all. And I literally hit the stadium right as I hear the PA announcer say, and our guardian of the gate or whatever, Daron Harmon. I was like, this is the worst game of all time.
This is... It was the worst win in New England Patriots history yesterday.
All three teams lost yesterday.
The worst win... And whether Gerard Mayo did it on his own as a giant FU or whatever it was, it set you back another three years.
So stupid.
Shocked they didn't give him a Gatorade bath like after the first one.
Well, that would have been the promo you would have heard that I wrote for Ken. And he just chose that other one, which was god-awful.
Lose the football game.
Right.
My God.
I blame.
That number one pick is transitional.
Right.
Like, it will transform your entire organization.
Yep.
Lose the freaking game.
Come on, AVP.
My God, this is Tony from Hanover. Hey, Tony.
Hey, look at this game from the other side of the field. What did the game mean to Buffalo?
Nothing.
No.
It meant a win. It meant a win gave their rival in their division, the first pick. Maybe yep. Buffalo didn't want to win the game.
No, they definitely did not. Yeah, they didn't want that game.
In the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left, they ran the ball on first and second down and then threw like a swing pass on third down. They're like, oh, no, we got a punt.
They were running hurry up pretty much the entire game until it was time to try to score. Yeah. And then at the end of the game, and they decided to forget about it.
They're like, here, Mike White, go ahead.
Get in there, Mike White. Get in there.
But the other thing is Mayo, with that win, he gets to 4. He matches Bill's record last season. Like that, the notion that you knew you were firing him and you allowed him to be in charge of that game with that much on the line is in and of itself a fireable offense by the Crafts.
Yeah. When do you think they made the decision?
Jelani Tavai.
You do?
Yep.
Really? Yeah.
That statement feels like it was earlier than that, though.
Well, if you got an in-house counsel, they're not by the hour.
Who the hell knows? Knowing them, they probably already got a statement written up for Mike Vrabel or Ben Johnson. They probably have one of those statements that you could just pull out somebody's name and
see. Newspaper people used to have an obituary ready to go?
For the
celebrities that they thought were going to die? Yes.
Up until dry January, we had yours ready.
I guarantee.
Let me tell you, what's today? 6 days in? Feel great? Dry January? Little diet going on. I don't know if you noticed. I had the chicken and the rice yesterday in the suite
and
nothing else.
No, good
and
for you.
No drinks.
Nope.
Yep, water.
Couple waters. Trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah. By the way, Wiggy goes after the Crafts for being disloyal or whatever.
Yes.
You won a Super Bowl for Bill Belichick and he cut you.
So what? That's the nature of the game, though.
So right. That's the same thing as a coach.
But that's what I'm saying. The NFL is so disloyal. Like, if you're Mayo, I don't believe anything the Crafts say. If I'm Vrabel, it's not like you wouldn't take the job from the Crafts. They're going to tell you all the things you want to hear, but you still have to know, like, okay, this is just blowing smoke up my... That's the way the world works in all of business. You know, people tell you one thing, but maybe there are some other things that they could be thinking.
Listen,
it's the nature of the game.
I think it's a mistake
mm-hmm.
to give somebody a job that they're not ready for, simply because another team, another organization wants to interview them. That's a mistake. And so that's a big mistake. And it set you back another year. Set you back a year with Drake May.
Yeah, but I believe they had already given the job before they knew Vrabel was available.
They put it in his contract, which is foolish.
But if they told Mayo...
foolish, though, Wiggy.
No, I'm not disputing that. But it has nothing to do with Vrabel. I think that they, in their minds, the Crafts, made this decision for whatever reason that Mayo's the next guy. And I think part of it, and maybe Courtney might have been on to this, or part of it is because they want somebody who's not going to give them any pushback.
Yeah.
Somebody who's going to go out there, shake hands, and kiss the babies.
That's a part of it. I think Robert Kraft wanted to curry favor with potential Hall of Fame voters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you have to acknowledge that. There were a lot of motivations for it, but it was the wrong decision to make. So, all right, we had to take a break. But we will get to our leads coming up next.